let Jeff Davis know we might bring his schedule forward a little bit. So anybody have any objection to that? Okay, agenda item four, lands transaction. This is a briefing and decision.
Good morning, Chairman.
Good morning, Julie.
And Director. My name is Julie Sandberg, Real Estate Services Manager for the agency. And today I have just one transaction to bring before you. The first map shows the location of the property just off, in Kittitas County. It's at the north end of our L.T. Murray Wildlife Area. The next slide shows the location along I-90 between Clay Elum and Ellensburg. The lighter beige color is our wildlife area that we own, and directly to the north, a little darker brown, is property that's owned by DNR, but managed by Fish and Wildlife. So it's a great location to be closing that ownership gap. The property we're purchasing is about 318 acres and is funded by an RCO state grant through the Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program. Next slide. The acquisition is outlined in red. As you can see on the center left side, there's an inholding, if you will, within the property where the landowner has requested to retain what's now about 60 acres. They also have a home on that property. This is a 2014 grant. The region has worked diligently with the landowner to figure out the configuration of what would be retained. Into the appraisal process, the landowner decided to do a partial timber harvest. So there's been a lot of reasons why this transaction has taken a long time to get to the point where we are today. The value for the 318 acres is $1.85 million. The operation and maintenance costs will be covered by the grant for the initial survey if necessary, or fencing and weed control. The department now includes these acquisitions in their budget requests for ongoing operation and maintenance costs. On average, this property we anticipate costing about $52 per acre. The next slide shows that, again, the features of the property are that 1 mile long stretch of Tanum Creek. It also includes 2 miles of tributary streams. This is critical habitat for mid-Columbia steelhead and is also a focal frame for coho reintroduction in the upper Yakima Basin. There are plans with the Yakima Nation for future restoration on a portion to increase habitat complexity for salmon. This is a biologically diverse area where a little higher altitude mixed conifer forest meets some shrub steppe, along with a number of other priority habitats and species, providing terrific opportunity for fishing, hunting, public recreation. We're pleased to present this transaction, and the department recommends the commission approve the transaction. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions for Julie?
This is Jim Anderson. I don't have a question per se. I've spent a fair amount of time in the Tanum, and that is a very important and critical stream for steelhead. I think very highly of this acquisition.
Would you like to make a motion, Commissioner Anderson?
I would move to approve the transaction as presented by staff.
We have a motion. May we have a second?
Smith will second.
We have a second by Commissioner Smith. Any further discussion?
I have a question.
Commissioner Thorburn.
Sorry. So, Julie, you mentioned that there was some logging done recently. Was it clear cut, or what kind of impact did the recent logging have on the property? And will it need some recovery activity?
Thank you for your question. The logging activity was done to generate some revenue so that the older landowner could rebuild a bridge across Tanum Creek. Previous structures had blown out in some flooding, and they were literally fording the stream to access his property. So it was really important that that get replaced. The logging operation was done in coordination with our staff, being mindful of that forest practice application. The silvicultural prescriptions will be managed by our forestry staff. To the extent of how much was logged, I can't tell you, but again, it was revenue for the landowner. The region was not pleased that that was undertaken, but the decision was made, this is a critical piece of property. Trees are perennial crops, and now we have control of, like I say, that future silvicultural treatment and how the replanting can be done.
Thanks. That's good information. Appreciate it.
Any other questions, Julie? Okay, hearing none, we have a motion and a second. I'll call for the question. All those in favor say aye.
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 Oh, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much, Julie. Appreciate it.